the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
By Allah's name, we start. Dear brothers, dear sisters, respected listeners, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on Monday, 30th of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of March, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to speak about preparing for the month of Ramadan.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year
This is verse 23 of chapter Al-Ma'idah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم
Said two men from those who feared to disobey upon whom Allah had bestowed favor, Enter upon them through the gate, for when you have entered it, you will be predominant, and upon Allah rely, if you should be believers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As the Quranic commentary books indicate, those two men who are mentioned in this verse were from among those 12 chiefs of the Israelites. By the way, fearing Allah is a cause for absorbing the favors of Allah and His bounty. So the one who is in awe of Allah does not fear any other might, and therefore he must rely only on Allah.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا
As the last episode of today's special, we follow preparing for the month of Ramadan. Are you ready for the month of Ramadan? As the blessed month of Ramadan draws near, many Muslims around the world are rushing to get their Ramadan preparations in order. The holy month itself is a marathon that rewards you for doing your best and participating in it from start to finish. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, When there comes the month of Ramadan, the gates of mercy are opened and the gates of hell are locked and the devils are chained. As such, make this Ramadan a more fulfilling experience by making sure you're ready to embrace the trial and blessings that lie ahead in the upcoming month. Sayyid Saleh Al-Qazvini.
The month of Ramadan will be at our doorsteps. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessings to experience this beautiful month and to take advantage of all of the blessings and the mercy that it has to offer. The first thing that we need to work on is on purifying our souls so that we are fully able to utilize the blessings of the month of Ramadan. This is number one. Number two is that we work on our care for others. We know that the month of Ramadan is a month in which we are encouraged to take care of others, to help those who are in need, to put time and effort to others, to go beyond just ourselves. Throughout the year, we work on ourselves, selves, selves. In the month of Ramadan, we encouraged even more so to turn to others, to help others. This is why it's highly recommended that we give money to those who are in need. We pay charity in the month of Ramadan. It is highly recommended to feed others who are fasting at the time of iftar, to offer them food, even if they're not needy. Why? Because God wants to train us to turn towards others, to realize that we are surrounded by others. This world, we don't live alone. And that we have a responsibility to those around us. It makes sense for us to train ourselves as we prepare for the month of Ramadan, to give our time, our effort, our resources to others.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
Getting on top of your health for Ramadan. Come and learn in this part. As Muslim, it's important that we look after health and well-being, especially during the month of Ramadan, where it helps to be physically and mentally prepared for the month of fasting. When Ramadan arrives, check up on how your mind and body is feeling and ask if you need to see a health professional. Likewise, if you have a medical condition that requires you to take medication, visit your doctor to help you figure out a schedule that works best for you while fasting. Even if you don't have any outstanding medical conditions, it's still important to take the steps you need to take to ensure you'll be able to stay healthy throughout Ramadan as well as after it. Fasting has many benefits, which can help you reach goals such as losing weight, decreasing stress level, and preventing further health conditions. By preparing early and allowing your body to get ready for fasting, you'll get a head start on your health goals and be better at maintaining them for the rest of the year.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله.
Recommended du'as for the month of Ramadan. In this part, we get familiar with another du'a during the month of Ramadan. Du'a Iftitah is a du'a that we can read during the holy month.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inni aftatuhu thanaa bihamdik.
Du'a Iftitah was taught by our 12th Imam for Shias to recite every night during the month of Ramadan. The du'a is excellent for molding man's attitude towards his creator, as it discusses many aspects of the wretchedness of the human being and the grace of Allah. The dua can be divided into two parts. One, man's relationship with Allah, and two, divine leaders. Dua al-Iftitah reminds us that both faith and the action are necessary to be a true believer. Faith in Allah entails acting on His message brought by His messenger and establishing His religion on earth, while that can only be done through the Imam. Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten His reappearance, we should work and pray for His arrival. Human beings can only enjoy true justice and peace and fulfillment of all their needs under the leadership of a divine leader. Dua al-Iftitah is not only supplication for our needs, but a teaching of the roots of faith and a planning for a way of life. It remains on us to plot the chart of our life as we recite this beautiful dua during the nights of the month of Ramadan.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the etiquettes of entering the blessed month of Ramadan. Abu Salt Harawi says, on the last Friday of Sha'ban, I was in the service of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Imam said, O Abu Salt, most of Sha'ban has passed, and today is the last Friday. Compensate for your past shortcomings in the remainder of this month. Turn to what benefits you, pray abundantly, seek much forgiveness, repent from your sins, so that when Ramadan arrives, you have purified yourself for your God. Repay any debts and grudges you hold in your heart, and cease the sins you used to commit. Fear Allah and rely on Him. In your hidden and apparent affairs, for whoever relies on Allah, Allah will suffice his matters. Recite this prayer for the remainder of this month. O my God, if you have not forgiven me in the days past of Sha'ban, then forgive me for what remains of it. Imam alayhi salam continued and said, for the honor and glory of Ramadan, Allah frees many servants from hellfire in the month of Sha'ban. So, we said that we need to remove grudges, which is a prerequisite to entering the holy month of Ramadan. One of the preparations for entering the blessed month of Ramadan is to purify our hearts and souls and remove any grudges, envy, resentment, and malice from our spirit. In continuing the prophetic sermon of Sha'baniyya, in the whole month of Sha'ban, the manner of supplicating is described. So ask Allah, your Lord, with truthful intentions and pure hearts. That is, the heart, which is the place of human intention, must be cleansed of grudges and moral vices. Undoubtedly, just as we like to be forgiven for our mistakes, we must be the same towards others and accept their apologies.
Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear believers, thank you very much to listen to us till this part, the end part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Tap Call of Islam on parstoday.ir and you can find the archive of all of our programs there. So choose today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanaka ma a'zama shanak, nad'uka wa narju ghufranak, nad'uka wa narju ghufranaka Rabbi.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. On the threshold of the blessed month of Ramadan, here is food for thought from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him, the eighth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. God Almighty writes a reward for two successive months of fasting for those who fast on the last 3 days of the month of Sha'ban, continuing with their fasting through Ramadan.
take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the qualities of Shia is always man of worship. Worship is not necessarily which is discussed or mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we can turn all of our deeds into worship, and this is the beauty of Islam. You are leaving your home, for your job, you're going for your business. If you start your business with the intention of that you're going to create sustenance, you're going to earn sustenance for your family, for yourself, this means risk. You are going to earn risk, sustenance for your family. This means ibadah. So there's a salat, your prayers is ibadah, your fasting is ibadah. It's the beginning of, inshallah, in few countries, definitely Ramadan has been started. Those who have started with Ramadan, we congratulate them. And we say happy Ramadan to them, inshallah. They keep us in our prayers. But the next point here, I want to discuss here how we can turn our life into ibadah, into worship. Because one of the qualities of Shia is the man in Islam, or especially in the school of Ahlul Bayt, is always in the state of ibadah. So sometimes we think only prayers is ibadah, only fasting is ibadah, only going hajj is ibadah, is worship. No. Beside these worships we can turn our entire life into worship. How? Every single deed, when we start with the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the niyah, with the intention of taqarrub, going closeness, achieving closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also considered ibadah. Let's say you're sitting down on the chair and just reading a book. You can start, I want to read this book, O Allah, because I want to make my intellect strong. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I start reading this book with the intention of taqarrub, and then you are going to turn this reading habit into ibadah. So a mu'min, a Shia, always can turn his entire aspects of life into ibadah. And then Imam gives an example in this beautiful hadith where he says, our Shia are people of ibadah, wa ashabu ihda wa isharin rakatan fil yawm wal layl. Our Shia, our followers, they always recite 51 rakah of prayers, offer 51 rakat of prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 17 rakat is wajib and all nawafil. Point is necessary, I can mention here. That point is, if you don't have time, you can do your prayers while you're sitting on the chair. If you don't have time, you feel like you feel tired, you feel like a little sick, sit down on the chair, but do it. Just do it. Don't miss it. If you can offer 51 rakat of prayers, which is very good, which is recommended, do it in any state. I remember one of my friends long time back. He was very young. It was a winter night and early morning. I just wake up like 1 hour ago before Fajr time, before dawn, and I saw he sitting in his bed and doing his Salat al-Layl, night prayers. And I laughed on him. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, I'm tired. I don't feel good. And that's why I'm sitting in my bed and I'm doing my night prayers, which is very good. Which is very good. It's much better than not doing it. It is recommended you stand up, you do your prayers. But if you don't have time, if you feel tired, if you feel cold, no worries. Sitting, do your prayers, sitting, do your prayers, wherever you are. But offer 51 rakat, and then next quality is about the fasting. Fasting is very good. Fasting is very healthy. Beside all these things, all our ahkam we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's all in our favor, basically. None of our ibadat goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all for our benefits. And the next quality is, they are sa'imuna bin nahar, mu'minin, always, Shia is always, they fast in the day, in the daytime. Fasting is a very good quality. Mu'min has to fast at least 3 days a month, every, the whole year. 1 month in Ramadan is 100%. We have to follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to listen to Allah, and we have to fast for 30 days. But in other months, we have to fast at least 3 days a month. 3 middays, 13, 14, 15 is highly recommended. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila nisfahu
aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid 'alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila.
Qad 'awtuka rabbi bi qur'ani jannibni harrani.
Let's recite the Quran.
Ya man yunjina ihsan wa da'awtuka rabbi bi qur'ani.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Assalamu alaykum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider with me today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salam, Hussein. How are you?
Salamu alaikum. I'm fine.
Fine? All right. So everyone is fine here. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 44, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
156.
Top of the page.
Top.
Right?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, top of the page 156, Ayah 44, Surah Al-A'raf. Everyone, let's listen to this ayah once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wanada Ashabul Jannati Ashaban Nar. An قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Very beautiful ayah. Inshallah, this ayah is going to be about us, okay? May Allah Almighty include us among the Ashabul Jannah, okay?
People of the heaven.
The people of the heaven, yes. And may Allah Almighty protect us from entering the hellfire.
No.
All right? We shouldn't enter. Make sure we ask Allah Almighty for this.
Yes.
So let me read once, and then Hussein will recite it once. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين. Very beautiful ayah. Look, the inhabitants of the paradise will call out to the inmates or to the inhabitants of the fire.
So Ashabul Jannah, them.
Huh?
They'll contact them.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Ashabul Jannah, of course, they are in heaven. And they have this, the situation.
How, like there's a portal or something?
Look, they can access to hellfire and ask them. In the day of judgment, there will be a conversation between the people in the heaven and people in the hellfire. Okay? They can ask them. All right? So Allah says in this ayah that the inhabitants of the heaven will ask, will call out, the inhabitants of the fire. Hey, you people in the hellfire. We people in the heaven have found what our Lord had promised us.
They're flexing.
True. Okay?
They're flexing?
Yes.
Oh.
They're not flexing.
Oh,
they're saying that Allah Almighty had promised us that you will enter heaven and heaven will be like this. Okay?
Yes.
So they say that we found it. And that's true.
Oh, so that was true.
Yeah. Then they will say, have you found it true or no, or not? Have you found it true or not about the hellfire that you were always denying and the Almighty was saying, no, you will see the hellfire. There will be great severe punishment for you. Have you found it true or no? Then, وَقَالُوا نَعَمْ the people in the hellfire will say, yes, we found it. Then, فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ a muadhin, an announcer, somebody in the heaven, okay, will announce that la'anatullahi ala al-zalimin. May Allah's curse be upon may Allah's curse be on the wrongdoers. So Hussein, time to listen to you. Recite once, please.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا.
أحسنت. وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا. We found what our Lord promised us to be true. Very good. Okay. أن قد وجدنا.
أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا.
Thank you so much. Very good.
قالوا نعم.
Mm-hmm.
فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين.
أحسنتم حسين. Thank you so much. God bless you. May inshallah Allah include you among the inhabitants of the Jannah. Okay? Inshallah.
Yes. Inshallah.
Inshallah. So, Fawad, help us with the tajweed here. Let me read it.
Yes.
You point out to the tajweed rules. Wanada. Hussein recited Wanada Ashabul. Yes?
Yes.
Wanada Ashabul. he kind of softly switched to the word ashab, but he didn't pronounce the hamza correctly. Hussein? وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ try to pronounce the hamza, okay?
Yes.
Read it. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ
وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ
this is correct. Good, this is correct. If you read it, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ نَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ this is not correct. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ because this is حَمْزَةُ الْقَطْعَ
yes
which means you should
pronounce
it correctly clearly. Alright, thank you. So أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ what about the noon? It has a tashdeed. Is there any rule about it?
Yeah, you should extend the sound for two counts and how? Produce a nasal sound.
How do I read it?
Ashaban nar.
Ahsan. Ashaban nar. Ahsan. Anqad wajadna.
So in these two words, there are two rules, both acting upon dal. So qad.
Qad.
Qalqala.
Good job. Qalqala.
And also wajadna.
وَجَدْنَا what's قَلْقَلَة?
قَلْقَلَة is the sound you produce
with
an echo sound.
Good. Like, how do you read it, Hussein? أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا read it.
أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا
this look. قَدْ وَجَدْ
yes.
قَدْ وَجَدْنَا good job.
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
let's recite the Quran
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
also it has a hidden sound
yes
قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا he pronounced it hiddenly حق Fahal. Yes. What's the point?
So on qaf, there's tashdeed, and fa is from rest of the letters.
You mean the tanween with the qaf? Tanween, tanween fatha.
N.
Yeah, tashdeed is like you stress it. Haqq.
Yes.
That's correct. But the hidden sound is because of the tanween. So tanween, you have after tanween, you have fa. What is it?
You hide the sound.
It has to do with the ikhfa sound. You hide the sound. Yes. Good job. Haq. Read it. Rabbuna.
Rabbuna haqqan fahal.
Ahsantum. Hussein, read it. Rabbuna haqqan fahal. Read it.
ربنا حقا فهل
أحسنتم فهل وجدتم وجدتم it is but you merged dal with
ta
وجدتم
so here sir وجدتم you if somehow you mispronounce dal for example you cannot pronounce dal is it wrong
no look there are two cases either you apply the qalqala rule وجدتم But because it becomes easier to pronounce, more fluent, more softly, you read it. وَجَدْتُمْ Two cases you have. Apply the qalqala or merge them. Merging is better. Teachers say merging is
better
here.
So none of them are wrong.
No.
Both of them correct.
But merging is better.
Yes.
So وَجَدْتُمْ
إِدْغَامْ مِثْلَيْن
إِدْغَامْ مِثْلَيْن Extend the sound. وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقٌّ Haqqan changes to Haqqa. And Sila tells you?
It's better to continue.
Better to continue. Hussein? Qalu na'am. Do you read it? Qalu or Qalu? Qalu or Qalu? Which one?
Qalu.
Qalu. It's a heavy letter.
Yes.
Qalu. Good job. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ This should be the last. Two more points. مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ How do you read it, Hussein?
مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ
Alright, tanween. Yes. After tanween, you have the letter
ba.
Ba. You see that little meme there? Meme? small meme.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It says you should change the sound of tanween to
hidden
meme sound. مؤذنون بينهم أن لعنة الله اللعنة الله. You merge noon into lam and yeah, directly you join a to lam. اللعنة الله على الظالمين. That's all. So nice ayah was. Hope you refer to it at the Fasir books, inshallah, to learn more about it. I will recite it once. Make sure you repeat after me. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, make sure you listen to us and repeat with Fawad and Hussein. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا
ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا
Good job. أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا
أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا
قالوا نعم
قالوا نعم
فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين
فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio, Fawad and Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. See you inshallah next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. Here we are for another lesson and another journey to the profound ocean of this spiritual insight. This is Mujtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. The blessed month of Sha'ban is coming to its end, and it is our second to last episode in this month. The final part of this segment of the dua has two main concepts that we are going to cover in these two episodes. Let's open our hearts and listen to today's segment of the munajat. I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
إلهي أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجى الزيادة من محبتك إلهي وألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, place me among those who show servitude to you, the position of those who consistently hope to increase your love. My Lord, please inspire me with a mounting passion for your remembrance and with an enthusiasm for the refreshing resort to your names and the station of your holiness. Dear wisdom-seeking companions, the last point of this part that we wish to shed a beam of light on is the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His Almighty has numerous names by which we address His holiness. Each name signifies one aspect of God's existence, and the word Allah is that all-inclusive name which embraces all of His attributes. There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in which he quotes Prophet Muhammad saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Whoever learns these names by the heart will enter paradise. Alhamdulillah, Muslims say Bismillah whenever they want to start something. But may God forbid that we forget what a powerful sentence this is. With regards to the word Rahman, I would like to mention the story of Prophet Solomon. Once he was asked by his people to pray to God to send down his rain, since they were suffering from drought for a while. Prophet Solomon told his companions that we are going out of town to pray in congregation and implore God to send his blessing from the sky. They were on their way when Prophet Solomon saw a small ant talking to God like this. O God, we are a type of your creation after all. Do not prevent us from your blessings because of humans who commit sins. Prophet Solomon turned to his companions and told them to go back to your houses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted your request due to an ant's prayer. This is the level of Rahmaniyah and kindness that we're talking about. When we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're seeking help from such a God who is even kind to whatever we can see and we cannot see. From now on, whenever you wanted to say Bismillah, acknowledge that your God is Rahim. Do you want to know what form of mercy we're talking about here? Stay tuned as I will narrate a hadith for you after we take a short break.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bi-rahmati wa-ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah, the late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
We all know that the list of our actions will be presented to our beloved Prophet, and the monument of compassion intercedes for our sins. It is said in a narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His messenger that if a servant of mine commits a sin and truly repents, I don't even let you, the closest to me, understand about that mistake my servant made. This is the God that we address when we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Quran exegetes have written hundreds of pages explaining the true meanings of these two attributes, yet we sometimes name Him in vain. As we repeatedly mentioned during these lessons, the initial step for our relationship with God is to know Him. That's why I strongly suggest we spend more time during the months of Ramadan contemplating and reading about Allah's attributes. Do not skip and skim the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in supplication, Jawshan Kabir, when you recite it. Take a moment and think about them. In today's episode, we scratch just the surface. I wish to end this episode with a beautiful story about Bismillah, which is narrated from Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar. Once Abdullah, a companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, enters his house. Imam Ali offers him to sit on a wooden bench. Suddenly, this bench breaks and Abdullah falls on the ground, wounding his head. After Imam Ali alayhi salam personally washes off the blood, he says, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the believers by these mishaps that happens to them. Abdullah asks Amirul Mu'mineen, wondering what his sin was. The commander of the faithful replies, when you wanted to sit on this bench, you didn't say Bismillah. Yes, that's the importance of starting everything we do with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we can develop this habit in our day-to-day lives and benefit from its numerous comforts. Dear friends, do not forget to keep us in your du'as in the month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalik, jalalik, zahawban. Wal'alam yigillik, ahibak ya Sha'ban. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقول لك احبك
شعبان بجمالك
شعبان احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day Every night and every day Never forget to say La ilaha illallah Never forget to say La ilaha illallah
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, where we explore the Islamic upbringing of children and teenagers, guided by the wisdom of the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Today, we are honored to have Sister Salma Khalfan, a distinguished Islamic researcher, with us to shed light on this important subject. Salamun alaikum, Sister Salma. Thank you for joining us today.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me over.
Thank you so much for being here. So we have a question that we had been discussing in the past sessions, and it was about a 15-year-old daughter who doesn't talk about her problems to her mother. And the mother was concerned about how she should, you know, go about it. And you had given us very good tips, one of which was, you know, we have to try and be positive, we have to do active listening. Do you have anything more to say?
Yes, we talked about the fact that when a parent wants to talk to her teenage, a mother wants to talk to her teenage, she should capture a moment when the teenage feels like talking. Sometimes it so happens then that the mother wants to, or the father wants to talk to them, but they're not in a mood of talking. So we should respect those moments of them, their privacies. True. Maybe they're so bottled up inside that they don't feel like, you know, relating and showing their weaknesses. Or maybe they feel like, you know, just talking to themselves, you can say, or just sleeping over it and forgetting a little about the pain. But then it happens so that they forget and they are easy a bit when time passes. And then when they so happen to want to talk,